Bobber hits together. All right. Okay. Okay, hey, we got open lines. Give a holler, 651-641-1071. Okay, now I forgot which one I said here. Oh, there we are. Okay. If you were standing directly on Antarctica's South Pole facing north, which direction would you travel if you took one step backwards?
North.
Ooh, ding, 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 ding.
I know how to use a compass, and if you took a step backwards at that point, you would be going north because the dial would face the south.
Well, look at you. I'm impressed.
Camping.
Look at the camping. That's so funny.
People don't learn how to use a compass nowadays, and I feel like just classic map and compass, it's one of those skills that even if you don't use it all the time, it gives you a better understanding of the world.
My sister-in-law, the way their lot sits, it's really goofy. They live down in Winona, and they almost like live in a bluff. And she did some climbing and stuff like that. She kind of got lost. And anyway, so her husband told her, you know your phone has a compass. And she's like, but I didn't have my phone. I forgot my phone. So he says, okay, I'm going to teach you how to use a compass. And then we're going to give you a compass that you can just, you know how you like, you grab your keys and put them in your pocket, you know, that, because she's always scared she's going to lose her phone if she goes hiking, you know, mm-hmm. type stuff. And anyway, so now she knows.
You're going to lose yourself.
Yeah. Now she knows how to use a compass and she's all happy. And you know, to be honest with you, I have no idea about a compass either.
It's a weirdly like useful skill that once you understand it, it applies to a lot of things. And knowing where the sun rises and sets can get you out of a lot of scenarios, because if you walk north, you're going to walk deeper into the woods. You walk south, you're going to hit some water. There, you figured it out.
Oh, there you go. Look at you. Dang. If I ever get lost, I want you and my team.
We'll do.
I know we'll survive.
I'll say, though, that if you feel like you're not confident, that's the only thing. Unless you are confident and you are like lost in the woods, just stand still, because you're more likely going to be closer to where you were supposed to be.
Ooh. Okay.
So, like they say, the old thing is, if you find yourself lost in the woods, hug a tree and call someone.
There you go.
Don't move.
Don't move. Don't move. I see. And like I say, I do the, where we live, the sun set. Okay. Luckily it's not blocked. It's really nice. But anyway, the sun inches its way across the sky. A lot of people don't realize this. Okay. In the height of summer, when you're out on my deck, the sun sets way to the right. Okay, and then as we get to the longest day of the summer, okay, now it's going to start inching its way, you know, back across. And then on the far left is where it sits at, you know, December 22nd, the first day of winter, okay?
Well, it's good for you to even have a sense of that and know it, because a lot of people don't. It's funny. Living in the cities, I think you kind of lose track of the moon and stars and all that.
No, exactly, because our horizon, you know, granted the trees have gotten bigger, but not by no means, because we kind of sit on a hill, does mm-hmm. it block it. And so, like I said, it was just really interesting, because I used to take a lot of sunset pictures in our place, and they almost looked like from Africa, the way some of they're just really
the sunset
weird.
Over the savannah.
You'd be pretty near, yeah. It's just unreal. Well, I'll let you get that. Is somebody calling?
Yeah.
Okay, you get that. I'll get this. Okay. Board and train, folks. Board and train. Okay, first of all, I want you to know, 3/4 of the training is training the owner, not the dog. Believe it or not, the dog catches on a lot quicker than the humans do, because the humans have to get organized, all right? And the secret amongst all us dog trainers is that we are training you to train your dog. You know, I can get a dog to do anything, but I've got to get you to understand your dog, understand their personality, who you have there. Just like a two-legged child, you know, how you get to know your two-legged child and their personality, and how to, you could have 5 kids have 5 distinct personalities, and what you need to get each one to do the same thing may be a little different. Okay. So first is understanding your dog's personality, who they are. Okay. Then, and dogs are not robots. You can't just send your dog to me. I'm going to program it, and then I'm going to give you back the leash and say, okay, you're all set to go. Now, many people, they spend all this money on sending their dog out to be trained. And it's expensive. I could be living very high on the hog if I would do this board and train. And then, but I would not sleep at night because I know 2 to 3 weeks after you get the dog back, even though we had classes, individual classes with you and the dog, this is what I did. You know, I'll show you what I did with the dog. And then, okay, now you would do that. And okay, I think you've got it. I think you got it. Now I'm going to send you home. Okay. After some lessons. Okay. Then I can guarantee you in 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to call me and you're going to say, excuse me, I just spent, you know, $5,000 on you training my dog. That's, believe it or not, cheap. But anyway, but he's still jumping on company. He's still taking me for a walk down the block. So what did you do with all my money? You know, well, first of all, if you have a dog, folks, I'm sorry. If you set it out to be bored and trained, then you should not have a dog. You know, yes, I understand there's hunter dogs that they go out to be trained, but truth be told, the best hunting dog in the field is the one that the owner trained. Yeah, you had some hiccups and stuff like that, but you made it and you built a good, respectable. Dogs do things for us out of respect and trust that we've earned through training, okay? But the thing is that people are setting their puppies to be potty trained at a board and train. They're setting their dogs to not jump on company and to walk on a leash nicely to board and train. And but the whole thing is it comes down to training you. And so now if I give you back the leash, and then I can guarantee you in a couple of weeks, you're going to call me and say, hey, doing exactly what I sent him for you. So where, you know, huh? And so that's why, people, I really want you to really stop and think. You've got a dog. And they're the most awesome. They're God spelled backwards, okay? They're the most awesome relationship you're going to have in your life. I know with cats and horses and two, Lord knows I got them all. But dogs are a little bit different on that. But the thing is that with training, you know, it's not me master you dog by no means. The latest craze in the dog training world, everybody is using e-collars, electronic collars. I shouldn't say everybody. Sorry about that. Don't want to generalize. But a lot of people, and especially the in-home, the, you know, families, because they want it and they want it now. When I say sit, I want it now. Zing. I say come, I want it now. Zing. I say down, I'm on it now. Zing. Okay. And the thing is that now the dog is operating out of fear instead of looking to you for direction, looking into your eyes like, what can we do together? The dog is trying to avoid you like, oh gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And so that's why it's really important. The only time I believe an e-collar or electronic collar should be used is if a dog is ranging. You know, like in the hunting world, the dog is out 50 feet and decides he wants to go 100 feet. You know, I mean, the dog is that far. You're going to need something. So I totally agree with that. But as far
as the point is to make the dog look back at you.
Yes. Yes. Right. Is to turn his head and listen that you don't no longer need that e-collar, you know, mm-hmm. out in the field. The dog is learning it. All right. But the whole thing is that, you know, the trainers build the respect and trust of the dog. So like I say, I can get a dog to do anything and then I'll say, okay, this is what I, and you're going to be like, oh, wow, this is the best money I ever spent because I'm working the dog. I built the trust. Mm-hmm. I built the respect. Okay. Now I give the, now you come for your lessons and I'm going to teach you what I taught the dog. Okay. Now you're looking, but you have a long ways to go. I've been doing it for 54 years. So, I mean, I'm quick. You know, my response, I often tell people I pop thought bubbles. I can see it coming. And so I don't wait for the dog to do it. I pop the bubble. Don't even think it. And they're like, oh, fine, you caught me. All right. But see, like I said, with the board and the train, what it is that do you really think there's 24 hours to a day? And to be honest with you, the majority of trainers that are board and trained, yours is not the only dog they're working with. They've got other dogs, maybe up to 5. Some might have 10. I don't know. They might be spending a total of 2 hours a day training your dog. So now the other 22 hours a day, what's the dog doing? Staying in a kennel, maybe running with a pack of dogs. I don't want that either because my dog might get hurt in that pack, okay? Because nobody's watching the pack. The trainer's training, right?
Well, and they're all there to be getting trained for something, and you don't know what those things are.
Right, exactly. You know, like a lot of people are bringing for aggression. And I know for a firsthand, there's a person I know that sent his dog out for a Frenchie because he was kind of aggressive to people and got worse and worse. And to be honest with you, it was him because the dog didn't think he had his poop in a group, so he had to take over the situation. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't being nice. So he said, well, he spent all this money in board and train. Guess what? 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, dog's right back doing the exact same thing that he did before because he didn't follow through. You know what I mean? That's what happens. People don't, aren't, if you're not willing to train the dog initially, and you send it out, then you're not willing to do the homework once it's been trained to keep up and do it right and build your own respect and trust with the dog, okay? And there's a trainer out by me. I'm not going to name any names, but all he does is work with the e-collars, the electronic collars. That's the only thing he does. And it's just like, he's not, to me, building any kind of relationship with the dog. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is that dogs do things for us out of respect and trust. Well, I'm going to keep saying that, that we've earned through working together as a team. Yeah, there's hiccups and there's stumbling things, but once you get it, you got it. And every dog that comes into your being will benefit from what you've learned. You know, like if a dog jumps, what to do? If a dog pulls on the line, what training collar do I need? Not an e-collar, electronic collar, not an e-collar, but there's other training collars out there. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that I don't treat with treats. I do use treats if the dog has an aversion to something, but I'm not going, oh, okay, walk with me and I'll keep feeding you treats as we're walking on a walk. No, because all the dog is learning is like, now when you run out of treats, okay, bye. And away he goes. And so or the dog gets full, away it goes, all right? If I have to use treats for something, hopefully it's done within a day and a half. I don't have to ever use a treat for that particular thing that I needed for the dog, okay?
Well, and I feel like when you treat train, you're kind of setting up an expectation this dog had. Like, is the thing I'm focusing on that you want me to, like, stop doing more or less important than the treat that's in your hand at any given moment?
Right. Yep, that's a good
one. That squirrel running across the street might be a little bit better than that treat in that moment.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And dogs are dogs. Okay, they're not robots. They're not going to come every time. If you're up against a deer, a squirrel, mm-hmm. you know, the young ones under 3 years old, they're all about that. And then after they get older, like, yeah, I've been there, done that. And they're more responsive to what you're asking of them. Because now they've got life under their belt and they're focusing better. And if you've built a relationship, they're really into you. All right. And so that's why, you know, before you board and train, especially puppies, folks, under 6 months, no pup should be at a board and train. And the reason is because you are building the bond between you and the dog, the pup. All right. And you know what? I'm really worried about what is that person doing with my dog or puppy when I'm not around. Because there's a lot of heavy-handed trainers out there. There's good trainers out there, but there's also just as many bad ones out there. That is me master, you dog. Okay, or e-collar, 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 electronic collar. And so that's why, what are they doing? Would I send my 2-year-old child out to be potty trained, you know, for, you know, 6 weeks or, you know, 2 months, you know, without not knowing? You know, I can't go see her. You know, most important trains, you don't come until they get it. You know, their ducks in a row or whatever, then you can come for your lesson with the dog, all right? But to see the thought is, but like I say, under 6 months, you're building that bond with the dog, and that dog should be with you, and you should be growing as a team, okay? And like I say, potty training, folks, you knew when you got the pup, you're going to have to potty train it, okay? So if you're having a hard time, call a trainer like me. I'll help you walk you through the, and if you, after 21 years of being on their hair, folks, okay, that's the most popular question is potty training. We got to run to break. Sorry, you should have followed me down. Okay, we're going to take your calls again, and I'm going to finish up my no boarding and training, okay? Okay, what breed of dog chases after anything that is red? What breed of dog chases after anything that is red? We'll be back. Whatever happened to Leanne Rimes? She is just awesome.
No idea.
Boy, her voice, she had that yodel, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you want to call it.
What?
I don't know. That, like,
twang? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. She is awesome. Simply awesome. But anyway, so I'll just finish up on this board and train. I'm a resounding no. Because you know what? People look at it from your 6. It's like you take your, you know, 4-year-old child and send him down the road for 6 to 8 weeks or whatever type thing. Just think of the time you're missing with him. Think of the dog, the poor dog. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, he's loving family. It isn't. He's in a kennel and his other dog's probably barking like crazy. And then just the disruption of his life. I can't even fathom that. And so, folks, if you get a dog, be the best owner. Train them. You train them. Now, if you don't like a class situation, then do a private. I do private classes a lot of them, you know, whereas I get you organized so you can organize the dog. And it's like to the point. It's none of this coming week after week after week, and you're not really learning anything. I'm really amazed at people that have gone to other schools, and they've gone through a six-week puppy class, and the dog can't even walk on a leash. I'm like, well, what did you do in puppy class? Well, it was social. And I'm like...
You pay $100 a week for a dog park.
Right, well, exactly. And so that people come to my puppy classes and they're like, my gosh, in two times, an hour and a half each, I learned more than going to 8 weeks at La 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 La. Okay, because we got down to walking on a leash. But and that's the same thing with adult dogs, too, is that, you know, your time is valuable and so is mine. I'm not going to have you come 8 weeks, whereas you learn maybe three things. In 2 weeks, in an hour and a half each, you are going to learn a lot. Because that's my job, is to get you organized quickly so you can organize the dog. Okay, and so that's why, like I say, every puppy class, the first thing they learn that night, should be walking on a leash, not 3 weeks of running, you know, and but anyway, they do need the social skills, but only social skills to the point of in your inner circle, the family, friends, co-neighbors and such like that. Not going meeting every person and every dog. No, puppies especially need experiences with their nose, smells, situations, experience. That is social skills, not meeting every person. But anyway, so that's I got off a board and train. So anyway, folks, really, really think about it. And like I said, I got private lessons that we in an hour, I can show you, get things squared away like you wouldn't believe. And so the thing is, it does happen that fast once you get organized, and then you organize the dog. It's amazing how fast it comes together. So anyway, so please double check as far as board and train. Why don't you know, you got the dog, you train the dog, build the relationship with you. Okay. And if you could, I've seen this a couple times where dogs were sent out and they were heavy-handed trainers, and I had to help that person try to get that dog's personality back. The dog was just like literally recoiled and was not happy. The head wasn't up. The tail wasn't up. It was just crazy. Oh, we forgot. What breed of dog chases after anything that is red?
Clifford.
You're close, though. The big red dog. It's a bulldog. You know, a bull chases
a
bulls chase anything that's red. You know, is actually the action, not the red. But anyway, so
yeah, I was going to say, isn't that like a lie that bulls can only see red or something?
Yeah.
You're also just stabbing it.
They can smell blood though. But bulls, boy, I'll tell you, you don't want a bull be in a pasture if a bull smells blood. Holy moly! Like if you're butchering cows or whatever. I never understood that till we were butchering some cows.
That's unnerving.
Oh. They go nuts. I mean, they start foaming and frothing at the mouth, and they're stomping and they're scraping and they're coming after you. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. And so that's why Will was butchering. Will and Dan were butchering some cows on the line that had a bull in another pasture. And when they butchered the bull went nuts. It just nuts. And I just happened to, but anyway, and I'm just like, be there, and because I usually don't go to that kind of thing. But anyway, I'd never seen anything like that in my life.
You don't want to see a full ton of muscle foaming at the mouth, staring at you.
And then stomping and scraping the ground. And like, I mean, literally, it was not good.
Oof.
So yeah, that there is a lot of truth that a bull, you know, a true intact bull, that there's a lot of problems there. So, but anyway, oh gosh, we're almost to the other. Why don't we get like one call. We'll talk. We'll say hi. And then we'll go to break and we'll come back and get that person. Who's up?
Well, sounds good. We have Pam, who is babysitting nursing mama dog right now. And the puppies keep escaping the pen.
Okay. Hey, Pam, how you doing?
Hi, Katie. Great. It's funny that you're talking about puppies, and I have a question about puppies. I'm so glad you're going to take my call.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Because we got to run. But now, what kind of puppies do you got?
Well, it's like a mix. They're like a Yorkie, Poo, Shih Tzu even, like little. You know?
Okay, and how old are they?
Well, January 29th, she said, look what happened. So I don't know if that's the exact date. But they are in Arizona now, and I am puppy sitting since Friday night.
Okay, and how many pups you got?
Three puppies and three? The mama. So the dad's gone with someone, and the other dog is gone at someone else's house. And
I
have the mom and the puppies.
Okay, and where are you keeping the puppies?
So she is upstairs and down. So upstairs in their bedroom, they have, like, her husband built this area with wooden sides. And then we put a puppy pen on one side and their fleece blankets and bedding on the other.
Oh, okay. Okay, why don't you hold on. We got to run a break, so then we'll take you when you get back.
Thanks.
Okay, what would you do if... What do you get if you cross a dog in a Chinese noodle dish? What do you get if you cross a dog and a Chinese noodle dish? We'll be back.
The team you picked to win the bracket is losing their first round game.
Oh, come on.
Your tax guy looks at your forms and goes,
oh, boy.
Mm-mm. Your teen daughter says she's going on spring break to Rio. There are lots of reasons to sweat in March. The only good one is a new membership at the Y. Join and use the Y by March 31st to earn a free month. Sweat smarter at ymcanorth.org.
All right, we're back. We're winding down. Boy, this is 2 hours. This is the fastest 2 hours of my whole life every week. This is unbelievable. What do you get if you cross a dog and a Chinese noodle dish?
The chow chow?
Oh, you're doing good. It's called chow chow mein.
Chow chow mein.
Chow chow mein. That's what you get.
Don't get a chow chow unless you very much understand that breed.
Oh, never get that. Yeah, that's very true. That and Akitas. Same thing with Akitas. Same with Shibu Inus. Mm. Okay, they are not a breed for everybody. And people
the Japanese, they breed really smart dogs.
Yeah, and then the Shar Pei. You know, they're all cousins of each other that I just mentioned. People don't realize it. They're all cousins of each other's. And they're and then, like I said, they're all very independent. They don't need humans much. They're very, you know, like with the Shiba Inu. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people, I said, you learn to, it's like a cat in a dog's body. You know, whereas.
I've heard that.
Yes, they're very independent. And people that have them understand that and know how to work with them, not. What do you want to say? You know, like, me master you dog. That doesn't go with a
They're
Shiba
not a
Inu.
Lab.
No. And see, Jason Matheson got one a long time ago because they look like a fox. Okay? People are very enamored because they look very foxy.
Lord knows they're cute.
Oh, they are. And I said, Jason, that might not be a good one to get. They're very escape artists. They hear you knocking, but you can't come in. You got to be on your toes. And unfortunately, I don't remember what that dog's name was. I don't know if that was a Dexter, too. I don't know. But anyway, in that one, unfortunately, they were living down. I don't know if it was Lake by the Isles or whatever. The dog got out and got hit by a car. It was really a bummer. Yeah. And so anyway, but like I said, they're just in, they're not a dog for everyone, no matter the look. People, unfortunately, too many people buy by look. And we got to understand the brain first. So we can train, correct? Okay, let's go back. Hey,
well,
Pam.
Pam, yeah.
Yep,
Pam. Speaking of escape artists.
It's me, yeah, speaking. Okay, so you got, do you have a whelping box or what's going on?
So anyway, they built some little like wooden enclosure, right?
Okay.
And I said, they can't get out, right? No, my husband kind of raised it, she said.
Yeah.
Well, when I came yesterday morning, they were out.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I saw them run across to the other room, which I did puppy proof. So then I left for lunch, like I'm home now, and I put them back in the bed after I cleaned everything up, and I'm soaking little puppy food pellets.
Good.
Because they just were putting it dry, and I'm like,
No,
you gotta put wet.
Thank you.
And then I have water, and I have like a really heavy ramekin, like dishes for them.
Okay.
Well, anyway, then I came today, or yesterday, or excuse me, I'll back up.
Today's Sunday.
Morning, yes. And the three were looking at me from the top of the stairs. And I'm like, oh, I go, stay. So I don't know if instinct, they won't come down or mom will kind of yelp. But
no,
I'm wondering, should I close them in my friend's bedroom?
Definitely.
Okay.
But also, too, what I would do, there's other things that they might be able to get into. You know, that's the puppies, they could get themselves in the weirdest predicaments.
I know.
Even though you think you puppy-proofed.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you have access to baby gates.
Yeah, I don't know if she has any. That's
okay, but like anybody around you have any baby gates or anything? Oh. Or you get some boxes and duct tape them together and create a wall.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that they can't get over it.
Okay.
All right? And then obviously anchor so they can't push, you know, put something in the boxes so they can't push them.
Yeah, well, there's a door to her bedroom. And then she has like a little hallway, like into a bathroom.
Okay.
Should I just shut the bathroom door and then take the chair out of that little hallway area? I moved some other stuff, and now I'm going to go, unfortunately, under my friend's bed and move everything out of there.
Okay.
Because I found something. I don't want them to eat something they shouldn't.
Exactly. No, if you can use the hallway, how long? Because they don't need a lot of space, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
They're just being contained, right? Yeah. Then when you come over, then you can let them out and let them play and blah, 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 okay?
I brought a clothes basket and I put a blanket in there and I put the three in there and we walked down with mom and they have a bed there and there's water and food there.
Okay.
Puppy pads. They're going on the puppy pads.
Good.
And then I bring them back up when I leave, you know.
Okay. So. And then, yeah, put the puppy pads and, you know, whatever, you know, in the hallway.
Yep.
And then the thing is that what are you going to cross, put in front of, you caught the bedroom door, you got that shut. Okay, and make sure it's hooked so they can't push it open.
Yeah, it'll be shut, but mom and the babies will be in there. And, you know, well, mom will be fine. She'll just have to go to the bathroom in there until I get home. And,
right.
You know.
Okay, but what are you going to put at the end of the hallway? You got the door at the one end. What's going to be at the other end? What are you going to put there?
If they're in that room, they're never up there unless it's time for bed and I leave. Otherwise, they're downstairs, and they have a little comfy bed they lay on. They play. They have a puppy pad. I'm watching them. I move plants up so they, because they're already trying to go chew stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so sweet, though. I'm like, come here. And they come to me, and they're falling over. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's okay, but I still want to back up.
Okay.
When you're leaving the house, so you're putting them in the hallway, correct?
Well, I was going to put them in the bedroom where that bed, that area is made with the wooden, you know, their enclosure that they can get out of, but it's in my friend's bedroom. So
yeah, no. Because like I said, that's an accident waiting to happen.
Okay.
Because like I said, use the hallway, put the piddle pads in there,
okay.
Put the, you know, drink in there, all right? Okay. And just use the hallway for now.
And that's great. I'll shut all the bedroom doors, like you said.
Yep.
I'll use cardboard, and then I'll use cardboard on the stairway. She has like one of those metal, like, you know, a grate that would cover like a fireplace.
Yep.
She has that blocking off her living room.
Okay.
So I could bring that up and then also put cardboard.
Okay. Okay. And then, but make sure that they can't topple it over. You know, something has to be pushed against it so they can't.
Yeah.
And especially mom. Mom might.
Mom's going to want to.
Right.
Because she likes laying on the couch and kind of getting away from them.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I thought she wasn't going to feed them. So I have like a nutritional milk that I heat up 10 seconds. And they drink a little, but mom does too. And then I saw she did feed them a little bit. They don't look like they're hurting. Chunk of Charlie's.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So.
Yep. And so, yeah. So the thing is that the only other thing you could do is find something that's low enough for her to jump out. But the puppies can't get out.
Yeah, you know, I guess that would be a good idea because they have a bathroom. So not the door, but like a few feet before the stairs is where I'll put something then. So she can at least maybe jump over if she has to get out. But why would she? I mean, there's food, water. She's been going in the house too a little bit.
Okay.
She does go out, but just lately, because probably
like
parents
in the
are gone.
Yeah, okay, in that hallway, like she should have her own bed and then a bed. Obviously, you know what I mean, that if she wants to get up and go to a different bed because the pups are sleeping, like they nursed and now they're going to be sleeping, that she can get up and move and go to a different bed. So you might want to put two beds in that hallway.
Yeah, so I have the older dog's bed that I moved into the bedroom area. I saw her lay on that, so I'll put both those beds out and puppy pads and block off the one area. And she should be fine. I mean, I stay kind of late. I mean, I don't.
Puppies do that.
They're so cute. Oh, my goodness. And the one, they're like, you should adopt him.
Yeah.
I'm like, how would I do it? And then I'm listening to you, and I'm like, God. Katie could help me.
No, yes, I could.
I know. So
but the whole thing is, because like I say, because they're such small munchkins too, they can get into the weirdest things.
I know.
And so that's why that hallway needs to be perfectly clear. There should just be a bed.
There's nothing in there now.
Yep. And then, and like I say, if you could make something or like the mom, if she chooses, can get out, okay, jump over it. But otherwise she can stay in there too.
Yeah,
you know, so.
I don't know if I'll be able to. I'll try to see what I can do.
Yeah. But the main thing is to anchor that because the doors are all closed, and then the one entrance of the hallway, that make sure that is, you know, like I say, if mom would like dig at it, that she doesn't topple it over.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, such like that. And the truth be told, she might not, because you said January, February, March. So they're maybe, what, about 8 weeks old? Yeah, and so, you know, yeah, she wants to get a little bit away from them. They're diving her nuts.
She'll let them know. She's like,
yep.
And and I'm like, oh, don't.
And that's why you want two separate beds in that hallway. Okay. So Ma can go to one and the kids can go to one if she gets snarky at him.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not important that she gets away because you're coming. It's not like, you know what I mean?
I'm not leaving them at all.
Yes. So it's not imperative.
Yeah.
So
if there's downstairs so they can get their exercise. Mm-hmm. She gets out.
Excellent.
You know, yeah.
So it's not imperative that she can get out. If something props up there really nice that she can't dig at and poke at to knock over, you know, type thing, she'll just learn to either figure it out or she'll just wait for you.
Yeah.
But the big thing is that the puppies can't get into anything.
Yeah, you know, I like that. Thank you.
Okay.
When I was sweeping, I found a few things where I'm like, they don't know. They would eat that and they would get sick.
So. Oh, exactly. So that's why, you got it. And under the bed, I'm sorry, is this your friend or a family member?
But she wouldn't want me, I'm sure, to...
She's under our bed cleaning our dust bunnies and blah, blah, blah. And God knows what else you might find under there.
She has a little ring camera because I said you should set it up in there so you can watch.
Uh-huh.
So she'll probably go, where at? No, I'm going to try to call her and see if I can reach her and tell her what I'm doing. But
No, like I said, you got to keep the pups safe. And like I say, as long as they figured out how to get out of their box. Mm-hmm. Okay. The thing is that a bedroom is not, there's just too much because they're so small, too much that they can get into. You need to, where you stand at the end of the hall, you look and there's absolutely nothing they can get themselves into trouble.
And it's big enough for them to run and play.
And they're just fine. Yep. Yeah. Just fine.
And I used a painting that she gave me a long time ago when I was house setting Coconut, the mom.
Okay.
And I put that in between my doorway and she couldn't get out.
So okay.
I'm probably just going to use that.
Okay. No, like I said, that just sounds fine because the big thing is that you keep those pups safe because when they're that small, man, the weirdest things can happen. You don't want that on your watch.
Oh, I know. Exactly. Well, my sister said, she's in Florida. I'm texting her and I'm like, I'm on Puppy Fest 2024. I go, what should I do? And she goes, they would only fall one step at a time. And I'm like, what? No, they would fall all the way. Who knows how they'd fall? I don't want them to fall.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, I knew you would set me straight, Katie.
There we go. You're there awesome. You go. You can do this. You can do this.
When I meet you someday, I'm going to show you a picture of these puppies.
And you're probably going to, and then you're going to show me the one you kept,
I know,
too,
I
right?
Charlie, Tom, Chuck. He's so cute.
There you go.
Right. Well,
he's got your heart, I can tell.
I know. So sweet. They just look in your eyes and like, you're so sweet.
I know it. Oh, I know. I haven't had a puppy in 54 years. Okay. And the reason is because they're a lot of work if you do it correctly.
Yes.
And I've got so many people I need to help with their pups. I wouldn't have time with my own pups. Mm-hmm. So that's why I get the older ones. And then I could just put a couple weeks of training in and they're all set to go. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, awesome.
Well, good luck with you and thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Have a good one.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yeah, keeping that, like with those little, these are just like, remember all my stories with Ethel. She was so little, you know, 3.2 pounds.
As a newborn puppy, that sounds so teeny. I'm like, they could drown in a Coke can.
Yeah. Or the thing is, knock over something that could pin them because there's nothing to them. But weird things happen, you know, and that's why I want to look down the hallway and there's nothing.
I'm sure they have the muscle density of your pinky finger.
Yeah, there you go. And you know what? Yeah, it's just, I'm proud of her for calling in and just asking instead of trying to, being that they're getting out of the whelping pen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you don't have sides to add to that, then fine. We're just going to give them a clear area where there is nothing they can get themselves into.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. Oh, we got to go to. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Da, 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 da. Everyone in the world needs it. They generously give it, but rarely take it. What is it? We'll be back.
Don't let me lose her.
Writing it down. Okay, everyone in the world needs it. They generously give it, but rarely take it. What is it?
Criticism.
Oh, that's true, too. That's very true. Advice. It's advice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that
everyone in the world needs
more
it.
Accurate.
They generously give it, but rarely take it. What is it? Advice.
No, the answer is criticism, I swear.
There you go. That's pretty good, too. Okay, last call of the day. We got to make it short. So
last up, we have
them.
Kathleen.
Oh, Kathleen.
Dog has been roaming around at night and jumping up on her.
Okay, hey, Kathleen. We're winding it down, so we got to make this short. So how old is your dog?
He's 11 months old. He's a great Pyrenees. And I was home. I just got out of work, and I heard you talking about the boarding and boot camp stuff. And actually, I went and interviewed one of those this week, and I was appalled.
You're bumping at your butt. Are you walking around or driving around? Because you're bouncing. You went and interviewed what?
One of those places that stock up where they put the kitchen unit on it, and I was just appalled at, no way I'm going to ever do that. So I was glad to have heard that you do not approve of that. I do need some extra training with him.
Okay, but you're bouncing. You're going in and out. We can't hear one word you said. Is there anything is on her end there, Ellie? Do you think?
I have no idea about it. Here, I'm going to throw you off, and then I'll talk to you a little bit about what I heard was going on. She did go and talk with a boarder and had exactly this experience that you had discussed, which was essentially that she went in and she saw a bunch of dogs in kennels barking their heads off, and they apparently primarily used e-collars. Okay. And so she's looking for someone to help her. She's got an 11-month Great Pyrenees, and she is experienced with Great Pyrenees, but apparently this one's just been pushing her boundaries a lot and has been roaming around at night, not settling and sleeping and trying to get in her bed.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, Kathleen, you need to talk to me up at Katie's Canine. The main thing is that why the dog is roaming is that, you know, Great Pyrenees are a breed that I totally respect because they are the only breed you can raise with ducks, kids, chickens, whatever, and they will not leave their flock, okay? And you do not need to be around. So they need a job. They need something to guard is what they need. Now, you learn to work with Great Pyrenees. There's real time and they're Great Pyrenees times. And if you had Great Pyrenees before, then you're familiar with them. They're very independent. And so it sounds like this job needs to be mentally done something with to try to drain him so he's more tired. Not physically, not like running and walking and such like that, but he needs more mental work. Whether it's you know, there again, trying to teach a trick, trying to maybe do some nose work, find things with his nose. But he needs to be more stimulated. And then plus, if he's roaming around at night, it sounds like you did not kennel train him. And this is where kennel training would really come in handy so you could get some sleep. So what I would do is I'd try to start working on kennel training him, you know, start feeding him in the kennel, pop him in for a minute here, 5 minutes there. I do not like the wire kennels. I like the all plastic kennels because dogs are denning animals. They want their back covered. And with the wire kennels, they're very noisy. They're very tinny. If you put your head in there and bump it with your shoulders, it rattles a lot. And your dogs hear 300 times better than we do. And so it's really unnerving to them. And I find that older dogs to be kennel trained do better in the plastic ones than they do the wire ones. If the puppy is brought up with a wire kennel, many will accept them. But older dogs do better in the plastic kennels. But that's what I would try. But anyway, so Kathleen, if you can give me call up at Katie's Canine or send me an email that I can respond to, that'd be great. Because like I said, for some reason, it was jumping. We couldn't hear a doggone
thing.
Yeah,
no idea about that one.
Yeah, and so anyway, but thank you for sharing your story that, you know, you were thinking about a board and train and then you went in there, you know, and everybody was barking and going nuts. And like I say, if a board and train, they may work your dog 2 hours, if that. And then this place apparently used e-collars. And people, when you say e-collars, it means electronic collars. Electronics means, you know, zings. You hit the button and your dog, they hear the ding. And then if they continue, then they get the zing. You know, every trainer uses something different. There is I don't know if you remember this, there was a video that was, I want to say it was 5 years ago. This guy was walking like six German shepherds all in a row down a street over in Europe. Okay. Mm-hmm. And anyway, and all the dogs were like, they were almost like sewed together. Okay. And I'm like, no, I'm looking at the demeanor of the dogs. Yeah, I'm watching the dog's body language. And I'm like, yeah, these dogs don't look happy. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure it out. Okay. Move it clock forward. And then there's a trainer out by me that uses these dumb things. Okay. And anyway, it's not Total Recall. Okay, folks. There's another trainer out in Hugo. But anyway. And so anyway, it's a tiny, e-collar, electronic collar that fits almost like along the jawbone, mm-hmm. and the strap is very thin, so you can't even see they got an electronic collar on, okay? But you've got it in your pocket, and you can control it. And so so sure as bananas, through the years, the secret came out when I saw that all those shepherds walking nicely. Mm-hmm. That's what every one of them had one of those e-collars on. you know, the electronic collars. And that's why they were all sewed together. And so it's like those, the electronic collars are very powerful, and you've got a smart dog, it really messes with them. And the thing is remember, folks, we want to build a relationship with our dogs, not through electronics. We can't build a relationship with electronics through to people. You know, if all of a sudden you said a bad joke and I zing you, pretty soon you're not going to want me around, you know, or if you don't sit fast enough, or if you don't quiet.
Well,
you know.
Yeah. And I mean that will get results to a certain extent.
Yes.
If you have, like, you have a young kid, if you smack them in the back of the head every time they speak, they're going to learn to not speak. And you're like, oh, I raised a quiet, respectful kid. No, you raised a scared kid who
yes.
probably doesn't want a relationship with you.
Exactly. Exactly. Is that you're not building a relationship. You're getting what you want.
Mm-hmm.
The dog is sitting, downing, coming, stuff. But they look like a robot. And they're also, if you watch their body language, they're looking for the exit. How the hell do I get out of here? You know, and so they're not looking to you like, oh, mom, hi. You know what I mean? So, and like I said, it comes down to, like, with the board and train, once again, they, I worry about what they're doing with my dog when I'm not there. They're only going to maybe work my dog 2 hours a day. If they've got a lot of other dogs, there's only so much of the trainer. And some mm-hmm. trainers are good and some dog trainers aren't. And you know what? Rely on yourself. You become the trainer. And it's not hard. If you get the right trainer to train you, a.k.a. Katie K9. But anyway, then everything goes smoothly. It really does. And so that's why it's so imperative that, you know, like I say, always when you're going to, even if you're going to do the board and train, which I hope you don't now, but what I want you to do is go sit in, go see how they do things, and if you're comfortable with that, all right, always go and even check out me. I tell people, come out, sit in my class. A lot of people don't like the way I train. You know what I mean? I use training collars. You know, there's different types. I don't use treats. Well, why do you use training collars? Well, because I don't want to bribe my dog, and I don't like the electronic collars either, all right? But the whole thing is that go see how a person trains, and if you're comfortable with that, then you go for it, okay? So you have to make the decision. Just don't sign on the dotted line and hand your dog over. You know where they are, and if they won't let you come in...
That's a red flag.
You got that right. You know, if they say, well, no, you know, this is what it is, and da-da-da-da, well, say, you know what? If you won't let me see how you train, and then I'm not coming. I want a tour of your place. So anyway, okay, folks, make good decisions this week. Have a fun week. It's going to be warm. And don't overdo it with yourself and your dog. Maybe you guys have been sitting around for too long, even though this summer really didn't sit around much. Okay, Ellie, once again, you're an awesome person. You all take care. And if you don't train them, don't blame them. Call me up at Katie's K9. Take care.